Good year to everybody. In Shemoneh Esrei, we find something very interesting, that the only time we daven for Torah is in the context of the bracha of tshuva. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha v'korveinu makinu l'avidasecha v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleimu l'fanecha. Actually, we find in Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yena, in Aleph Gimel, says a very, I would say, extreme lashon. He says, "V'le'matzanu ichor hatshuva ela b'amarar atzim." If somebody delays tshuva, it's a sign that he's an amaritz. And on the other hand, a Talmud Chacham, Rabbeinu Yena brings the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yotes, and Risa, Talmud Chacham, she'ava aver b'layla al tahar acher of b'yoyim she'vade osa tshuva. Rabbeinu Yena presents two extremes: a new differentiation, a new comparison between amaritz and Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham vade osa tshuva. One saw that Talmud Chacham do the avera, and al tahara don't even have a havim mina that they didn't do tshuva. A Talmud Chacham vade does tshuva, and amaritz is a sign. Somebody who doesn't do tshuva is a sign that he's an amaritz. So we see that Talmud Chacham Torah is connected to tshuva. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. A Talmud Chacham does tshuva. Amaritz doesn't. What's the nekuda? What's the secret in that? The Maral in the Sefer Tshuva Perek Beis explains at length that the dynamics and the mechanics of tshuva is as follows. The Maral explains that the reason why a person does a chet, a person does an avera, is rooted in chomer, is rooted in his gashmi, is rooted in his guf. The chumrius of a person, the physicality of a person, doesn't think, is detached from seichel, is detached from emes, is led by all types of blind drives, kinna, taiva, kovet, which don't necessarily make sense. The guf is moody and constantly changing and very not stable. That's the source of chet. The source of chet, to make a long story short, says the Maral, is when a person detaches his chomer from his seichel, his guf from his seichel. And the act of tshuva is the re-injection and the domination of a person's seichel over his guf. The Maral says a very interesting thing. The Maral says that the famous Gemara in Yuma that says that when a person does tshuva, zdoinois, nasis shkogois, his averes bemezid, become shogigim, he explains as follows. He explains that the idea of a shogig is something that was done without das. Says the Maral, that since tshuva is an act, I'm quoting his lashon, of going from bilti yadua, from going from not knowing to being a chacham. So when a person puts himself in a place where relative to where he is today, he's a chacham. Everything else he did yesterday was an act of bli das. So if he put himself in a place where relative to his intelligence, to his seichel, to his chachma today, la'al al daite, he wouldn't even have a havamina to do what he did yesterday. That's the act of tshuva. He took himself from a place of bilti yadua to a chacham. So that dynamics and that mechanism that he put himself in a place where intellectually he would not have a havamina to do that which he thought to do yesterday, so that automatically causes that all his actions that he did in that state are acts of leidas, because relative to his situation today, yesterday he was a shaita, yesterday he was without das. I'll give you a mashal. If you have a 5-year-old and you take him to the beach, so he's going to take along his shovels and his pails to build mud pies, which he's convinced are castles. But if you have a 15-year-old who takes the pails to the beach to build mud castles, then you're in trouble. So why won't he go? 10 years ago, he built mud pies. The answer is because a 15-year-old has a level of das. He doesn't even have a havamina to be oisik with mud pies. That's the gedder of tshuva, that the gedder of tshuva puts a person in such a state of das that in the state of chacham that he is now, he wouldn't even have a havamina. It's like relative to where he is today, what he did yesterday is an act of insanity. So when a person does tshuva and he puts himself in that place, so then his actions that he did before he became a chacham, relative to his state of affairs today, is an act of loidas. That's tshuva. There's a tremendous makra to the Maral, if there's a reshus to say a makra to the Maral. Rashi says in Yuma Daf Lametesim and Aleph, the well-known Gemara that Avera Metamtim Liba Shaladim, Avera fashtops, it blocks the heart of a person. So generally, we understand that that Rashi means, feeling-wise, this tumah of an aveira, a person can't feel things anymore. That's the general understanding of what mitamtem libashodem. Rashi says in the top of Yumet Aflam Atasam and Aleph, something very interesting. Rashi says, mitamtem libashodem doesn't mean that he doesn't feel emotionally anymore. Listen to what Rashi says. Rashi says, mitamtem libashodem oitemes v'soysemes liboy mehachnosas kol chochma. His heart gets blocked from chochma going into his heart. Very interesting. Rashi doesn't say that mitamtem liba means that a person does a virus, so he has some sort of spiritual damage which dulls his spiritual sensitivities and he can't feel anymore. Rashi says it blocks chochma from going into his heart. Lefi the Maral, we understand. Because the act of an avera is an act of detachment from das. So the damage that an avera does to a person, it doesn't allow chochma to go into his heart. Oitemes v'soysemes me'achnosas kol chochma. That's the result of the chet. And the tikkun for the chet, therefore, is that a person goes ahead and puts das back to his life. And on a practical level, what that means, he thinks what he does. So now we understand the chilek between Am Haaretz and a Talmud Chacham. Torah mevili de zehiros. Torah brings a person to think. The lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah is that the reason why a person who's ma'acher from tshuva is an Am Haaretz, he says, she'ein lehem das utvuna. They don't have any das. They don't live with seichel. They don't think what they do. And aveira mitzad echor, and the lack of tshuva means that you're continuing to be a shaita. You're continuing to be what the Maral calls bilti yadur. You're continuing to be bli das. And somebody doesn't do tshuva, it's a sign that he doesn't have das and tvuna, he's continuing to live like that. That's why a Talmud Chacham, who lives with das, who thinks what he does, Torah Mevila De Zeros, such a person is Al Tahar Rachar Bayom Ki Vade Osa Tshuva. A Talmud Chacham, Torah brings Zeros. Hashivenu Avinu L'Sayo Secha V'Kavenu Makenu L'Avid Secha. Avolimut HaTorah is supposed to connect us to Sechel, connect us to das. In a world of Chomer, in a world of blind Chumrius, Torah is the first step of stepping out of that world of Chomer, going back to a world of Das. But the goal is Torah Mevila Deis Heroes, to make us think and put Das into our actions, and think before we talk, and think before we act, and think before we look. And that itself is the act of Tshuva. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sayo Secha, V'Kaveinu Makenu L'Avid Secha, V'Achziveinu B'Tshuva Shleimu L'Fanecha, Agmachasim B'Toyva, to one and all.